This is UNN Urban Network News, sponsored by CreditCelebrate.com, where you can take the first step toward rebuilding your credit. Let's take a look at some stories that happened just a couple of days ago, just in case you missed it. John James won the Republican primary and seeks to become Michigan's first black governor. The GOP nominee now faces Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson in the November general election. A new poll finds black women are frustrated with Washington, but are more motivated than ever to vote in November's midterm elections. Dr. Erica Schwartz has become the first black woman to lead the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A Trump financial holding company sued Capital One, alleging the bank closed Trump's account for political reasons, but the accounts were closed over allegations of money laundering. A new analysis argues Supreme Court colorblindness helped turn a once fringe legal theory into the foundation for decisions that have weakened the Voting Rights Act and placed a higher burden on black voters challenging discriminatory election maps. HBCU Fisk University is defending the school's proposal to build a data center on its Nashville campus. The university president says the project is still in the planning stages and is designed to strengthen academic opportunities, not harm the surrounding community. More than 4 million Americans are no longer receiving SNAP benefits as a series of federal policy changes begins to reshape the nation's largest food assistance program, prompting concern from anti-hunger advocates and policy experts. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News, sponsored by CreditCelebrate.com, where you can take the first step toward rebuilding your credit. That's CreditCelebrate.com.